And our last headline takes us to the Big Easy. Democratic Congressman William Jefferson of New Orleans was indicted yesterday on 16 counts. They include bribery, racketeering, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Louisiana voters knew about Jefferson's problems last year, but they still reelected him by a wide margin. In 1995, after searching his Washington, D.C. home, FBI agents found $90,000 hidden in the congressman's freezer. Still, an indictment does not mean a conviction. So what's likely to happen? Bruce Alpert is a staff writer for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. He's posted in their Washington, D.C. bureau. He co-wrote yesterday's Picayune piece about the Jefferson case. Bruce, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what happened yesterday in broad strokes?
Well, what happened was what I think everybody was anticipating would happen since the word of the investigation came down. The indictment, a very broad-based indictment, was voted by a grand jury in Virginia, and will await a trial probably in the next several months in Northern Virginia.
Folks know about the $90,000 in the freezer. Is this the main nut of the case, or is it just the tip of the iceberg?
It's the most sensational aspect of the case, though I must remind people that, in a sense, the $90,000 in the freezer is sort of good news to the congressman. The government believed the money was intended to bribe the vice president, the then vice president of Nigeria, because the money was found in his freezer. Presumably, the money was not paid to the vice president. So that may be a thorny issue for the government as it proceeds with its case against the congressman.
Does any of this come as a surprise either to people like you who have been tracking him as a politician or to voters, you think?
I think he was popular. He was reelected despite the sensational allegations that were out there against him. The broad indictment, the many schemes, I think the government contends that there were 11 business transactions in which the congressman either solicited or received bribes. That the scope of it is, I think, surprising even to those who were never fans of the congressman.
When the FBI searched Congressman Jefferson's house, there were people on Capitol Hill, other people in Congress who said, this isn't right. And they're not just Democrats. Some Republicans felt the way this was handled was bad, too. Explain to us a little bit about the politics of searching a congressperson's home.
It was more the office building. The members of Congress have had their homes searched before, but never in our history has the office of a congressman been searched. And that raised objections not only, as you pointed out, from Democrats, but from the Republican leaders of the Congress last year. There's a separation of powers, and the thought was that at the very least, the FBI should have allowed a counsel in from either the congressman himself or from the House of Representatives to make sure that sensitive documents were not taken, and as well as computer materials. I mean, a congressman's office has letters from constituents, some dealing with very private personal matters about government services, perhaps about the need for medical and psychiatric care. And the thought that the FBI agents were going through this willy-nilly did rub members of both parties the wrong way.
How's this going to affect you personally? And what I mean by that is that when you think about New Orleans, you think about you working for the Times-Picayune, Washington has a huge influence on the rebuilding of New Orleans, and that's probably a lot of what you've been covering. Is this going to divert your attention and put you in a position where you have to spend a lot of time on this case instead?
I'm sure it is, and the concern, of course, it's going to convince some people who the city is counting on to provide help to continue the recovery will think that perhaps we're all corrupt in Louisiana, and perhaps the money that is being sent to Washington and that the city wants to additionally will be misspent. And how you overcome that, how the city overcomes that, I'm not sure.
Well, on that note, Bruce, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Bruce Alpert is a staff writer for the Times-Picayune. He co-wrote yesterday's article on the recent indictment of Congressman William Jefferson, who represents New Orleans.